The administration was to report to the legislature in mid-January how Green Mountain Care would be financed. That report was delayed, and when it was issued, no monetary figures were included in the report. Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom, a critic of the healthcare plan, filed a Freedom of Information request for documents related to the report. Executive Director Jeff Wenberg says they have analyzed the nearly 1,600 pages, and he is troubled that a great deal of work was done by consultants.
And the administration has not acknowledged that that work was done. They haven't released that work. In fact, they've essentially stonewalled all efforts to try to identify that and release it.
Wenberg wants to see how the Shumlin administration intends to raise the $1.6 billion the program will cost.
The indication from the documents we've received is that high administration officials approved in a meeting on October 11 a combination of a employer payroll tax and a personal income tax to raise the money. Our analysis indicates that that would require an employer payroll tax of between 10 and 12% plus essentially doubling the personal income tax. That's information that the legislature needs to have and that Vermonters need to have before we get too much further down the road toward implementing single payer.
Vermonters for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling believes Wenberg and members of his organization want the administration to come up with an exact list for the $1.6 billion in program costs.
I agree with the administration that that is just not the right approach. The public should be involved in developing that single-payer financing plan. You know, the administration's report has laid out very clearly that single-payer health care is going to cost about $1.6 billion, which will replace about $3 billion that Vermonters are currently paying in deductibles and premiums to insurance companies. So we know how much it's going to cost. Now the question is how do we develop the detailed plan to finance that, which I believe the governor is going to start doing through a public process later this year.
Vermont House Minority Leader Republican Don Turner supports Wenberg and is concerned that the administration may have additional information that has yet to be released.
I think what's going to come out in the end is that there's not as much savings as one might have been told in the past. It's a huge tax burden that Vermonters are going to be facing to try to finance this system. So we are very concerned that they are kind of holding back on rolling this out, because if we're looking at a $1.6 billion program, we're going to have to look at significant broad-based taxes in order to be funded.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group consumer protection advocate Falco Schilling says Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom is advocating staying with a broken system.
What the administration has put out shows that the money that we need to pay for the system is already being spent on healthcare, and that we can spend less of that money and get higher quality healthcare. So I think they might not have identified a specific tax or anything at this point, but I think it makes a lot of sense to step back and really look at those options since we have the time to do that. And I think that's what the administration and the legislature are doing.
Vermont Healthcare Reform Director Robin Lunge said they did provide the group with requested documents. She was driving to southern Vermont this morning and had not seen the report issued by Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom. Calls to other administration officials were not returned in time for this broadcast. A link to the report issued by Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.